It's Get Well Wednesday. Mark and Brenda Moore are on the phone, ambassadors for the Empowered to Serve campaign. Mark led a healthy lifestyle and survived two massive strokes at the age of 46. You say you led a healthy lifestyle, but yet you had two strokes. How healthy were you?
Good morning, Tom, and thank you very much. And I was healthy. As a matter of fact, the day before the stroke, Tom, as I did for the past 5 years, I played 2 hours of full-court basketball on the Thursday night before the stroke. But what had occurred was I developed a blood deficiency, which caused my blood to clot, and that's what led to the two strokes.
Okay. Brenda, were you with him?
At the time, I was
for
not
the first, the second one?
With him at the beginning, but yes, during the time that he was having the second stroke, I was at his bedside. In fact, he was hospitalized, and we ended up talking, and I could tell that he was having some difficulty speaking and collecting his thoughts.
Now, Brenda is a different. Brenda is a registered nurse, and what they're trying to tell people is, if you suffer from a stroke, call 911 first, not a family member. That's the message?
That's one of the messages. Yes, thank you very much.
We tend to call a family member first before we call 911 when we're suffering from stroke symptoms?
That is correct, Tom. There's a couple of things. We want to certainly educate your listeners. You know, every 40 seconds, someone in the U.S. suffers from a stroke. Strokes are the number one cause of adult disability and the number three cause of death. Now, as Brenda mentioned, within the community, they have an acronym called FAST.
FAST.
F-A-S-T. And the F stands for facial expression. To look at someone's facial expression, if part of the face is drooping, that could be a sign they're having a stroke. The A stands for arms. If they can't lift both their arms, then once again, that could be a sign they're having a stroke. And the S stands for speech. Is the speech slurred? Could be a sign of having a stroke. And the final letter, T, means time to call 911. And you should call 911 before you do anything else, before you call a friend, before you text anyone, call 911. What we found is that getting to the hospital immediately is the best thing we could do if we're suffering from a stroke.
Is it the same for men and women?
The symptoms tend to be about the same for men and women. Women might experience a difference with regard to headaches and dizziness. They might also have a different type of trouble speaking. There might be more trouble articulating than actually slurring a speech. The paralysis and all of that is about the same. You can, generally find that the symptoms are typical. If you can use those general symptoms, that's about what you'll see in across the board.
Okay, FAST. Face, arms.
Speech.
Speech.
Speech and time.
And time.
Time to call.
Time to call
911.
Thank you for your efforts. I know you all are major philanthropists, and this is one of your many areas in which you have taken an interest. But thank you for sharing this information and your story.
Thank you. We're truly grateful.
Thank you very much.
Mark and Brenda Moore, Get Well Wednesday. Stroke.
Prevention.
Prevention.
As well as recognition.
Yes.